tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen. A woman too, Reggie Sadler said.
That's right.
Be opening your Bibles this morning to Psalms. Oh, speaking of Bibles, got me a brand new one.
Oh.
Woo! My wife had bought that other one that y'all saw me wear out. I've had it for 30 years, and it was falling apart. And I wanted one just exactly like it. And that wasn't as easy as it sounds. I bought out how many Schofield Study Bibles, and every one of them just a little bit different. But at the Jubilee this week, Rick told me, he said, hey, there's a man over there who got a bunch of books and some Bibles. And I went and I said, can you match this one? And he had to go through about four, but he finally found one that matched this one. And one reason I wanted to match it is, I don't know about y'all, but I get familiar with where something's at on the page. And I can find it because I remember it's on the left-hand side. And anyway, so he found one that matched the one that my wife had gave me. I hated to retire, but I had literally wore it out. But I got me a new Bible. I thank God because I was going to continue to use that one, and it was just about like me, about to have to leave. But we're going to be preaching today of Psalms chapter number 119. And let me say a couple things before I preach. One thing, y'all see my ear right here? I don't know if you see where that ear got filleted. But a big old chunk out of that ear, I was flying, trying to mow our front yard with a real fast, gravely zero turn lawnmower. And I am truly a procrastinator at heart. And I've been aiming to trim them limbs that hang down, but I was so used to just kind of pushing them up and going underneath them. But a limb behind one that I pushed up, thank God it didn't go in my ear, caught that ear and almost took me off of that mower. And I stopped that mower right there, and I looked like that movie Scissor Hand. I went and got that printer. I can mow my front yard now standing on the lawnmower. I don't have to worry about sitting down no more. But I flew in on them two trees in our front yard, and I made a short work of what I should have done did. And the reason I'm saying that is I don't have the signs put up yet for the church, and I never realized being on day shift was going to make it so hard to get anything done. I only got one day off yesterday. I tried to get as much done as I could in one day, and I've got to facilitate. I've got to get the people to meet me out there to make sure that I'm not going to hit an underground line when I put these posts in the ground, so there's a whole lot more to it than just putting the post up. So they're going to have to meet with me out there, but I was trying to get my yard mowed all, and one day I didn't get nothing done. I finally just give up. Wasn't the house. But I bled like a stuffed hog. I don't need no blood thinner, that's for sure. And, you know, that should have never happened. That wasn't nobody's fault but mine. But we're going to read out of Psalms chapter 119, and I'm going to read, you know, I don't really need to read 12 verses, everything I'm going to preach on right there in them first 8 verses, but I do want to read all the way down to verse number 12 so we can get some good Bible reading in today. And I love the book of Psalms. I especially love the book of Psalms 119. It's the largest chapter of your Bible. It's the biggest chapter there is in the King James Bible. It's Psalms 119. And we'll start at verse number 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. And pay attention to that word, in the way, because it'll be mentioned several times in what we're going to read here today. Who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. I want to preach today on the good way. Ask you to pray with me. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Father, for these that have gathered with us under your roof today. And not only we pray for them, we pray for those, Lord, that wanted to be here today, but Lord, health or situations, Lord, prevented them from being here. I pray for them. I pray as well as for these. I pray, God, Lord, for this message. I pray, Lord, you to anoint me, the messenger. Lord, I pray you preach to me. Pray you preach through me. I pray this word will not return void. I pray to help us today. I pray to help us at least understand the times we're living in. We might be able to redeem them and know that they're evil. Lord, help us, I pray. I promise, Lord, to be obedient to the Spirit. And I pray you'll lead and guide me with the help of your Spirit. And for all that's said and done, we give you praise and glory. And ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The good way. And my first point is, what's wrong with the good way? But let me say a little bit about the good way. I said this in Sunday school, and I want to say it again, that the Bible is a book about battles that have been fought, and it mentions a lot of losers and a lot of winners.
Right.
But nowhere in the Bible does it ever declare that God ever lost a battle.
That's right.
In every battle, God had a plan, and His plan, which always is, to whoever even lost in a battle, they could still become a winner if they let God help them. A lot of people wouldn't let God help them, and they end up being the ultimate losers. But in this Bible, God has never lost a battle. And I'm going to say some very strong things today, and I just want you to love me and understand that I love you, and I have no axe to grind. But there's something wrong with what's going on in our country today.
That's right.
We have forsook the good way. We have embraced the ways. The Bible talks about the transgressor. And it says the way of the transgressor is hard. And the sad thing about a transgressor is they'll blame everyone but themselves.
Right.
They'll blame the car. They'll blame the law. They'll blame the teacher, the preacher. They'll blame anybody that they can find to blame except themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me throw this out there real quick because I've got to get this off my chest before it messes this message up. I'll save it for later. I don't feel comfortable saying it right now. Let me say this. This is on a higher note. My son got his about his house. He's trying to buy a house. When he first put in a bid on his house, the appraisal came back on the house, and it didn't come back high enough for the bank to loan the money to buy it. And he had two options. One was make a lesser offer, or the other one, they come down on the price. And he had told me several things about the house, and I said, well, son, he made a fair offer, and I don't believe I'd go higher on the house. He said, what if somebody else gets it? I said, well, there's other houses. I wouldn't worry about it. But anyway, he told me yesterday he ended up getting the house for the amount that he offered on it. And really, that's a fair offer that he made on the house. But Brother Jerry, that appraisal came back, and the house wasn't worth what they were asking for. I got the appraisal back, Sister Joanne, on my mansion in heaven.
Amen.
And there ain't enough gold in the hills.
Right.
That's right. There ain't enough money in the bank.
That's
there
right.
Ain't enough billionaires.
Amen.
To make a down payment on it. So the Lord said, I'll just give it to you.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if that don't light you up, your wood's wet. But oh my.
Amen. Amen.
Man, oh man, oh man, I got to think about houses I bought. Praise God, I'm going to live in a mansion, amen. I told them in Sunday school this morning, I ain't seen heaven. I've just heard about it. But everything I've heard, it's been good to us.
Amen.
I mean, everything about it's been good. I can't wait to take a tour.
Amen.
Amen. I feel sorry if everybody misses out on it, Brother Mitchell. Oh my, what he bestowed upon us. And how he suffered just to be able to give us that.
That's right.
Wonderful.
But that was his will, kind of. He wanted it.
That's right.
He wanted to bail us out. He wanted to make it where we could afford to live in heaven. But he put himself at a loss. He that was rich became poor for our sakes, that we might be made rich through him.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get on back to where I'm at here. What's wrong with the good way? I've heard it say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Yet men will still try.
Amen.
And I heard this, and I think it's a really good statement. The lawgiver became the law keeper for the lawbreakers. And that's pretty much grace in a preacher's terms. We couldn't keep the law. It was a far cry from keeping the law. But he that could keep the law was the one that gave the law. And he kept it for us so that we could measure up to the demands of the law. And the demands of the law were met at Calvary, and there remaineth no more sacrifice. He took his body through death to destroy him that had the power over death.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll take them keys
right
now.
Amen.
And praise God, I'm glad he's got them. Amen. Hallelujah. But oh, listen. Man, leave it to man to try to make an improvement upon what God does. And I didn't want to read this because I don't think I can quote it effectively. I could probably make an attempt to quote this verse. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14, it says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That's the best description of Calvary I've ever found in the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus didn't say I made a down payment. Brother Danny, he said, it's finished, boy.
Right.
Just accept it.
Right.
You can't take away from it. You can't add to it. He came to do a work.
Yeah.
And he finished that work at Calvary, glory to God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, oh man, what a work did he do. Amen.
That's right.
Oh my, three chapters into this Bible, and the first man had failed already. Genesis chapter 3, verse 11. You know what that tells me, Brother Ed? That tells me he couldn't keep the way.
That's right.
Six chapters into this Bible, and all of them failed.
Yeah.
He said all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. That tells me nobody can keep the way. But I'm glad, praise God, he said, I am the way, truth, and life. No man come to the Father but by me.
Right.
But listen, there is a good way. And I don't know what the heck's wrong with a good way. I've heard people write a song, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I heard somebody else say, what's wrong with living right?
Yeah.
I'm telling this song
right
wrong.
Yeah.
But we don't want to live righteous down this over
right
in this present evil world.
Yeah.
It's the reward of his suffering.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
I believe it says it's a reasonable service.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a havoc they've made of the right way. Now here's the problem. The problem is, men love darkness rather than light.
Come on.
And they keep trying to make God great. God's not great. There ain't no 50 shades of gray with God.
No.
God is light. In him is no darkness at all. And somehow or another, they want to somehow take God down a notch, bring themselves up a notch. And I'm telling you, buddy, God is not going to move.
That's right.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
You're right.
He's not going to move.
No.
All that he done. He come down so we could go up.
Amen.
He prayed an intercessory prayer for all, taking a leave. I'm telling you right now, there's no coming to terms with God other than his terms. Come his way or no way or the highway. I'm telling you, friend, that good way, what's wrong with it? Only one thing wrong with the good way. We need to go that way, stay that way.
Amen.
Don't fall that by the way. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Say, gumball straight, and I'll tell you what, you can get blessed only this out there. I almost said this while ago, man. I didn't feel like I was mad enough to say it. I saw something this week made my blood boil. And I want to be very clear when I say what I'm fixing to say here. Peradventure. Yeah, out over Cherry Street, going towards, I guess it'd be where Wendy's and McDonald's is, you know, going up Cherry Street there.
Yeah, right.
And got a little elementary school over here, Brother Mitchell. And someone painted the steps going into that school with rainbow colors.
Oh, Lord.
It made me mad.
Oh,
I'll tell you why it made me mad. Because these are little lambs.
Right.
Right.
These are elementary children.
Yeah.
They don't know their left hand from their right hand.
Right.
They don't know right from wrong. And they're saying, if you go across these steps, you belong to us. Listen, that made me, man. As a preacher, that made me John the Baptist mad. I come real close, buddy, showing up there Monday morning, Bible in hand, and preach against that nonsense.
There you go.
Listen, we need to start teaching children instead of sex education. We need to start teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, get our history back, and teach them how this country came to be and what's wrong with it. I'm telling you right now, we're doing everything backwards.
Amen. That's true.
Amen.
That made me mad. I'm telling you right now, I don't get mad very often, but it done me pretty good right there. It made me realize why we're still here.
That's right.
I know God's going to take us out. I know the curtain's going to turn so we get out. It's going to be dark.
Yeah,
man. And everything's going to be okay. There ain't going to be nothing wrong. Right now, only thing standing between us and them doing wrong is I'm saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
I was telling them in service this morning about John the Baptist put a finger in the face of King Herod and said it's not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's
right.
And I'll tell you what, King Herod had respect to John, but his wife didn't. Herodias, she wanted that head and she got it. But I'll tell you what, she lost her head getting that head. Oh my, listen.
Yeah.
First man fell from that way. One commandment. Genesis chapter 6, all flesh had corrupted that way. Genesis chapter 6, verse 12, other one, Genesis chapter 3. Verse 11, I'll tell you what, buddy, I did not enjoy seeing those rainbow-colored steps. I didn't enjoy seeing the name of that school in rainbow letters. I know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
You see, they boldly told us, I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but they pointed a finger in the TV camera.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we'll sodomize your sons and your daughters, and you won't stop us. Tell you what we need to do, we need to wake up what's going on.
That's right.
I know we got rights in America, but that's not right. There would be a price for that.
Right.
You know, the only way a homosexual reproduces is by impregnating the minds of our youth. That's the only way they can reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they know we can't get the old world of 80s. They can.
That's right.
But I tell you, we take some little innocent child that doesn't know no better.
That's right.
They can plant those seeds of corruption in their mind. Mm-hmm. And one day that crop's going to come up. I was telling Brother Ed this morning in Sunday school, they can't wait for us to be gone. They've already got a generation ready to forward their agenda. You can see the spirit of Antichrist in the day we're living in already.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? That good way is in their way just to go in. They want to get these good way people out of the way so they can bring their way in. See, we're kind of like in the way. And I'm kind of glad I am, amen. I mean, I kind of like that part about the good way. I'm glad I'm in the way of them promoting their way, let's say it like that, alright? But oh my. They might love darkness, but they need light. John 3:19.
Right.
And when you do walk in the light, you can have fellowship with God, and that's the only way you can have fellowship with God.
Right.
But you forget about me and God have our own thing, God's light.
Right.
Now, I hear men all the time, well, me and God, we got our own thing. We worship out there in the woods or on the lake. Look, you forget about all of that. I know it sounds good. I know the ear entertains that, but it's far cry from true. Look, I know I have fellowship with God in the woods. I know that. But that's not what keeps me being in church. They're saying they don't have to come to church because they have worship out there in the woods. Look, oh, man. this church be full if we get off that nonsense right there.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. Amen. God said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see that day approaching. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
Right.
God said, go out and compel a man, my house may be filled. God wants a full house. And in Mark chapter 2, one of my favorite chapters, that Jesus was in the house. There was no one to bother, but Jesus was in the house. And there was no room to contain them. And they had to tear the roof off to get a man to Jesus. I'm all for that. They need to tear the roof off, get somebody in there. Bring it on, we'll fix the roof. Amen. But oh, listen. They've misconceived the message of the good way. Now, Moses spent 40 days up on top of Mount Sinai with God. And God said to Moses, get thee down quickly. For the people, or he said, for thy people, have turned aside quickly out of the way.
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 32, verse 7 through 8. There's nothing wrong with the good way.
That's right.
And that's why I said, what's wrong with the good way? Nothing wrong with it. No. The only thing wrong with the good way is we don't want to go that way.
That's right.
You know, we're kind of rebel at heart. And I believe it's Isaiah chapter 30. It says, woe to the rebellious children, they're to take counsel but not of me. They trust in Egypt rather than God, and they trust in the shadow of Egypt rather than God. The God that told Abraham, fear not Abraham, I'm your shield, your exceeding great reward. I don't know what Abraham was afraid of, but God said, you ain't got nothing to fear about boy, I'm here. You know what? That made me sleep pretty good last night, Brother Jerry. I'm just going to guess there's a lot of people last night probably dead-witted and everything else about that nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to be the Supreme Court Justice. I took a baby aspirin, slept like a baby. It didn't bother me a bit. I'm glad, praise God, God's on the throne. I'm glad, praise God, He's got a name above every name.
Yeah.
His throne's above every throne. I've read the back of the book. He's still God. He's always going to be God. Every soul will be served to Him. If you don't like God's way, you're going to have
Amen.
Well, I thank God for that good way.
That's right.
Man, I might have been a late bloomer, but I got in that good way 30 years ago.
Amen.
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 I was 34 years old. Anytime's a good time to get in a good way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Man, my mama called me a fanatic. I still am one. I don't know how you can be anything less.
That's right.
People at work thought I'd fall off the wagon. Hey, they're still looking hoping. I tell you, buddy, when Jesus gets done with you, you're a new creature.
Yeah,
that old man's gone.
Yeah. Right.
Man, I hate to make a liar out of them, but they can watch all they want to. They can take movies, they can record, they can get witnesses, they can make up all kind of propaganda, put me on trial. I got enough evidence. I can prove Hallelujah. The Bible said, be ready to give a man an answer, ask you the reason hope's in you.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, buddy, the world sure would like to see the church fall.
That's right.
They'd like to see the for sale sign out in front of the yard.
Yeah, amen.
We're going that good way.
We're going the good way.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Right.
I'm enjoying the journey, amen. Woo! Move back a chair on me, didn't you? You're in the good way, amen. I'm pretty sure that right there. I might have been wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm glad I'm in that good way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, it feels good to be in that good way.
Yes, it does.
I'm not up there, what was it? They're screaming out yesterday, holding them signs up.
Yeah.
Because it didn't go their way. Are y'all getting into this?
Yeah.
See, it wasn't in the good way. You see what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, they wanted to win, but it wasn't on the winning side.
Right.
I don't think they're ever going to figure that out, but the minority don't rule the majority.
Right.
We have become somewhat juvenile in our country, but I'll just tell you, this gun barrel straight, it wasn't men with lace on their underwear that raised this country up. They kept their powder dry, and I'll tell you right now, they's ready to minute to assemble and fight for what we take for granted.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, they's called men for a reason.
Yeah.
Paul Revere come through there saying, appears are coming, they's loading muskets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They said, bring it.
That's right.
Bring it.
Bring it up.
Yeah. We're in that good way. That's how they won. They's in the good way. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin's a reproach to any people. There's nothing wrong with the good way. So, my second point here real quick, why do we fall out of the good way? This old flesh.
Yeah, that's right.
This old flesh says, we'll just stay home today. It'll be all right. They'll not miss us. God will.
That's right.
We need to stay in church. We need to watch and pray. The spirit is always willing, but the flesh is always weak. Right. Matthew 26, verse 41, the Lord said that even with that warning, they still slept. The flesh cries out, feed me. The spirit cries out, feed me. And whichever one you feed is the one's going to win. But listen, the way I see it firsthand, and I wonder, I see this firsthand and wonder who's going to be next. You know, I've watched preachers fall. I've watched men of great faith fall. And they fell from their steadfastness. And I'll tell you how they did it. They got their eyes off of him. That's and they got to looking.
Amen.
Where they shouldn't have been looking. They got to doing what they shouldn't have been doing.
Right.
Then they got to going where they shouldn't have been going.
Right.
Then they stayed where they shouldn't have stayed.
Right.
But you know what? Even that prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, carrying the Bible said he came himself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I prayed last night for some preacher friends of mine that did come to themselves.
Yeah.
That's right.
Remember how good it is in the Father's house. You know, you hear about getting out of the banks and jumping over the pews and how good it was. You ought to have been there. Old song, you ought to have been there. Well, listen, I want to be there. I won't miss out on nothing.
That's right.
Amen. That old song, well, you ought to have been there. Well, he blessed my soul. But oh, I'll tell you how you fall out of the way, you miss it. You know, Thomas showed up and the Lord had visited the disciples. He wasn't there. And not only was he offended by the fact he missed out, he wouldn't even believe the report of it. That's the way we get if we ain't careful. But you know, I hunt airheads a lot, and I pick up flint a lot. Anybody ever see a cow path?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see one grow that? Mm-hmm. They slick in them. They're slicker than my head. You know why they're slick? Because they just keep using them.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the way our path ought to be. In the good way.
That's right.
Somebody said a missionary got a lot of the natives saved and he told them to go out and find a place out there in the jungle and go pray. Sure enough, they did. They take a machete and go out there and clear them out of the spot and go out there and pray, read them. And he got to noticing some of those paths was growing up. Some of them getting cleaner and more wore down. And he realized who was praying, who wasn't. And they all come in shouting. He said, don't have to dance with me. I've seen your path out there. Well, I thank God somehow wonders, who are we fooling? Man, I tell you what, I'd just rather be real than try to put on something. You know, that lady that come up and accused Brent Kavanaugh of some kind of misconduct 36 years ago. I hated it. They had to go back that far. He's 17 years old. But she may get a star role in a movie. I don't know if she's a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
All there was, and just wasn't no substance to it. And when she got put on the spot, she couldn't give anything conclusive and had to throw it out. And I heard she flew back to California like a vulture, looked like it missed out on a meal. But she's afraid of flying. They say she flies everywhere she goes. I mean, she had too many inconsistencies to have any weight to her false accusation. And I'm glad he got nominated. It would have been to our shame if he hadn't got not sworn in and nominated. He's an exceptional nominee. But in Jeremiah, my writing's so bad here, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. God says, ask for the old path, wherein is the good way, and you shall find rest unto your souls. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of reason not to fall out of the good way. I like having rest. I like being able to pillow my head and sleep like a baby. But sometimes we become like the prodigal son, and sometimes, sadly, we have to be carried back to church, even in coffins. I've seen it both ways.
Yeah.
I remember a man, and I won't mention his name out of respect for him and love for God, but this man was very talented, and boy, he wrote songs and played the guitar. I mean, man, I'll tell you what, I never seen such a blessed man in my life, and he kept falling out, and God kept chasing him and bringing him back, and his guitar was his most prized possession. And I'll tell you what, one of the loving chastisements of God was his guitar was in the back of his truck, and his drunk, and he wrecked, and it tore that guitar up. He wouldn't have took nothing but that guitar. And then he got tore up. And met his funeral. I just want you to know there's a reason to stay in the good way.
Yeah, right.
I'll just tell you right now, the reasons are pretty good.
Yes, they are.
The Bible said, whom the Lord loveth, he chases. And if he don't chase us, we're not his.
Right.
We're bastards. We're not in the family. I thank God for the chastisement. I've been on both ends of it. I've had it. I never had any chastisement. I didn't need it. But I've had some severe chastisement. I've had what I call some minor chastisement. But the Bible said the reason God chastens us is that we won't be condemned with the world. Because there's no condemnation to them in Christ Jesus. What that means is sin, but he paid for it. I took care of it. We took him to the woodshed. It's already been taken care of. Yeah. I've got a good Jewish lawyer.
Amen.
And when the great accuser does accuse me, I'm glad it's on the blood. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Yeah. Oh my. The good way. Why don't we just embrace the good way?
Yeah.
Why is there so much resist, obstruct, division, diversity? I remember when I was in school, there was the word diversity. We had to learn what that meant.
Right.
Tolerance. Well, the ones that wanted diversity and tolerance, they're not very tolerant. Matter of fact, they don't even embrace diversity. They want their agenda observed, that's it.
That's it.
If you ever get that, it'd probably be a good thing.
Amen.
But see, they say one thing like the Pharisees and do another. But we just don't hardly pick up on it. You know, Jesus tried to warn us. He said the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. See, they got the devil with them. And the Bible said he's wiser than Daniel. Said he was in the garden. So, I mean, you got to realize, buddy, he deceived one third of the angels of heaven.
Yeah,
that's pretty wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to heaven, but if I get to heaven, I sure don't want to be deceived when I get there. But he deceived one third of the angels of heaven, and they fell with him. Two thirds of the angels of heaven had no sense not to believe those lies. But there's a reason we shouldn't fall out of the good way. There ain't nothing worse than being carried back into a church in a coffin, and I've seen it happen time and time again. Why should we stay in the way? I'll tell you what, buddy. I ain't much on whoopings. But, you know, God, he set the order of this stuff. I really hate to throw this in there. I was going to try to get out of saying this. God set the order of things. And nowhere in the Bible does it say, children, tell your parents what to do. Can you imagine me telling my dad and mom, we're going to do this, and pick up my teeth or myself up out of the floor?
Right.
And may not even have to ask what just happened. Just know, expect that I was not in a place to have any say in what they were deciding on. When they're sitting there, you know, maybe discussing about a matter, and I go up there and I try to tell them, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. That wouldn't want to. Well, that's kind of the way we get with God sometimes. We're not
right. Careful.
So, like I said, just remember this, I love you. God has set the order of everything. Listen real good right here, this is going to be pretty straight. God made man in his image.
Yeah, that's right.
In the image of God made he him. He made the woman in the image of the man. She's a lesser vessel. Right. That's the reason a man's shoulders are wider than a woman's. They're wider to bear a burden. A woman's shoulders are narrower, but she can help with the burden that the man is bearing.
Right. That's right.
And if a man will let him, he can have the help of a woman and the help of God. And every man I've ever met needed them both.
That's right. Amen.
But God set the order. He mentioned to the woman after she fell into the transgression in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. And it was a pretty strong rebuke. He told her, he said, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And I know we've come down to a day and hour that equal rights, you better talk to God about that.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
Amen.
God set the order of this thing.
That's right.
I'm not a woman, but if I was a woman, I'll tell you what my role would be beside my husband. And if he wasn't where he needed to be with God, I'd be talking to God about it. I'd say, you need to talk to that man over there.
Right.
Sharon brought us a good report in there this morning about her granddaughter. I don't want my prayers to be hindered. I'll tell you right now. You can get your prayers in if you know, husband talks about respect between the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
That your prayers be not hindered. I don't like hindered prayers.
Right.
Listen to this. Amen. We're not equal. You want to arm wrestle me? Come on up here. The men might give me a handful, but I don't think none of you women will. I might be old, but I still got what it takes to come home. I know Danny gave me that. But there's a reason for that.
That's right.
There really is. God had set the order. He didn't say children rule over your parents. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
We've got it backwards.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
He didn't tell the wives rule over their husbands. He said wives being subject to your husband as unto the Lord. He told the children to be subject to their parents as unto the Lord. That's the good way. Right. Now we're not going to do that. Right. We're going to be contrary to that, but expect to pay the price for doing it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying
right.
to tell you. Yeah. If we just stick with a good way, if we quit in place and stop, let's tear our homes up, our country up, you see the good way.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
They call it being politically correct.
Good job. Come on.
Who said that? Amen, Carolyn. They call it being politically correct. I call it living the good way for the heart.
That's right.
Oh, Brother Eddie, my pastor said, Brother Eddie, if you're unkind, you're the wrong kind. I don't want to be unkind here. But I will tell you this, God's no respecter of person. He loves you just as much as He loves me.
Yes.
He won't keep any good thing from you. But do it His way. Don't be like Frank Sinatra and you leave out of this world saying, I did it my way. They even played that at John McCain's funeral, and that truly was a fitting song for him.
Yes, it was.
Because he was a little bit of that mind. Mm-hmm. He didn't care what was best for country or what was right thing to do. He wanted to do it his way, and you know that works in some cases. But anyway, we should stay in the good way. And when we don't stay in the good way, trouble comes our way.
That's right.
I've had trouble to come to my own home. When it does, Brother Mitchell, I get down and I pray and I say, Lord, is this from you?
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Am I doing something that you don't approve of?
Right.
Or Lord, is this from something else?
Right.
Do y'all have a question? While things are like they are.
That's right.
You remember, I believe it was Isaac's wife. I keep getting Rachel and Rebecca mixed up. I know one of them was Isaac's wife, the other was Jacob's wife, but it was too hard to get them so mixed up. But anyway, the wife of Isaac, she said, why am I thus? Mm-hmm. God answered her, and He said, two nations in your womb. They're fighting already. I mean, they're fighting today.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The Jews and the Arabs are fighting today.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what was going on right there. God told her plainly, He said the elder will serve the younger. He already made a distinction which one was going to be the leader of the two sons.
Amen.
Esau and Jacob. Esau was bigger than Jacob. He was hairier than Jacob. But God had already chose Jacob. But when I have trouble come to my home, maybe you have some in your home. I get down and I pray and I ask the Lord, is this from you? Or is this from the devil? And I either ask for forgiveness or for help. It just depends on what it is. But why should we stay in the good way? The rewards are worth the effort. The safety of being in the good way. The Bible said, who is he that will harm you if you do that which is right? The blessings of being in the good way. The promises that come from being in the good way. And they all come from staying in that good way. We sing this song. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
That's right. Amen.
Now I don't have another alternative to that. It's God's way or the highway.
Right.
That good way.
Amen.
The song that said, He wanted to stay in the good way.
That's right.
God has a good way. When the angel announced the birth of Christ, Gabriel, he said this, peace on earth,
goodwill
towards man. God's will is worth it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Goodwill. I went to Goodwill yesterday to get this shirt. I borrowed those shirts. Just my size. I put it in the jar to my amazement.
Amen.
I only had like 5 minutes. I forgot about putting it in and I threw it in and took a ring out just like that.
Amen.
I don't know what I gave for it, but it fit. cleaner than most ones I've got on over here. I'm hard on shirts. But God's will towards us is good. God doesn't want to withhold any good thing from you. God wants to give it all to you.
That's right.
You know what I think about my own children? I want to give them everything.
Right.
But there's times that I know better to give them some things.
That's right.
I have to wait for them. I give them a gun. I got to wait till they keep them killing themselves. You know what I mean? It comes at ages that time you have a pocket knife.
Amen.
My dad said, times you have a pocket knife, boy, and I cut a finger about half off. But you know what? I only did it once.
Yeah, right.
I remember trying to get that thing open. I still got a place on my leg where I leaned on my leg. Or something. He made an H right there on my leg. I finally opened up. Big hog blade, you know, back in. Remember old hog blade?
Yeah.
I put it on that leg and opened it up. I've got a big H right there on my leg where that thing opened up. I couldn't wait to go ahead, man. One of them dollar savers, you know. Anyway, I remember at a certain age I got me a pocket knife. Then a certain age I got me a 410 shotgun. I still remember that first squirrel I shot.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way God is. When we're ready,
exactly right.
He'll give it to us.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Good.
Stay in that good way.
Yeah.
Get the blessing. Get all that God wants you to have.
That's right.
By staying in that good way. I see so many, Brother Mitchell. Right about the time, I can see it. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I can see that God's getting ready to do something in someone's life.
Right.
And then they do something stupid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Esau missed the blessing.
Yeah, right.
And I hate to use him for an example. But the Bible said he missed it. And he saw it after he missed it, even with tears, and still couldn't get it. I've seen a lot of people in that same category. You know, God, he waits for the time to give you the things that you have need of. The Bible says, I believe it's Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord, he'll bring it to pass. Verse 13 says, one of my favorite verses, says, I had fainted, lest I had believed.
Mm-hmm.
See the goodness of the Lord, the man of the living. Don't faint. Wait, God will bring it to pass.
That's right.
Father, we thank you for this message today. I thank you, Lord, for these people that are here today. I pray you'll help us to be doers, not hearers only. Lord, I've seen so many, Lord, that fail, pray, to not stand in the good way. They're wolves and lions and so many out there, Lord, that want to take our lambs, want to kill the sheep, want to take the very life that we take for granted. Help us to stay in the good way. I'm glad that the devil had to ask permission to come against Job. What a great truth you revealed right there, that there's a hedge about us. And I'm so thankful. They may not want a wall around this country, but I'm glad God puts a hedge about His children. And Lord, you said you would take that hedge away. You told Israel, you said, I'll take away the hedge. I don't want the hedge taken away. I want it, Lord. There's just too much going on nowadays. I see young girls not safe no more. I see them come up missing. Lord, it grieves me at my heart. Help us, I pray, to stay in the good way. Help us, I pray, to be a blessing, not a burden to your heart. And in all these things, your blessing will be done. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon, please sing a verse of invitational hymn. Okay, so everybody stand, please.